News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
People might have seen this. A primary school in the UK has sparked outrage among animal welfare activists because they've got two lovely little piglets that they're going to keep on their farm, and they're going to fatten up and grow up, and then they're going to slaughter them and sell the meat. And this is to teach pupils, they say, about the food chain. Well, John Carmody, founder of the Animal Rights Action Network here in Ireland, joins me on the line. John, is this a good idea or a bad idea?
Good question, Kieran, and I hope to God if this teacher's listening right now that they're not going to get some sort of this idea to start doing what we've just learned about yesterday, and it's making huge news across the UK, and it's really infuriating animal lovers over there as well. I think it's a very, very irresponsible idea, Kieran, if anything, because we got to remember, you know, pigs are very clean animals. They love sufficient space. They're very careful, as a matter of fact, not to even soil the areas they live in, and they're highly intelligent. Some people often put them on the very same par as dogs, so keeping them in a situation in a school, only for the kids, and these are young little kids of 4 years of age, I've been reading, who would naturally form a loving little bond with animals, will see these pigs being slaughtered at the end of it, and that's quite disturbing for any little kid to see. And yes, of course, I want all these kids to see how animals are killed in the food chain.
Yeah, because I was going to ask that. I thought maybe actually that you might think this was a good idea because the kids would see these lovely creatures in a little almost petting zoo environment, as you said, lovely and clean, very intelligent. They grow attached to them, and then they'd see them slaughtered, and they think, my God, this is totally cruel. I don't want to see animals slaughtered like this. So maybe, is there not something wise in this from an animal welfare point of view?
You could look at it like that as well.
Bad news for these two pigs, but maybe good news for other pigs down the line.
Quite possibly, but I don't think so. I would prefer if this school showed respect for all animals, not just the beady-eyed dogs and cats with their fluffy coats and the animals that we all seem to love and that we all seem to get, that animals, you know, they want to experience, you know, the love. Being looked after and being fed and watered, and we've got that, but we've a disconnect when it comes to pigs. But I would prefer if that school was really in on looking after animals and showing true respect for animals, then they would bring these little kids to sanctuaries that have pigs that have come from abusive situations, that have fallen off of the backs of trucks, or in many ways when slaughterhouse trucks pull up at the side of the road, these animals try to run for their bloody lives. And to show the little kids the situation these animals be in, and maybe get the animals to partake in the caring for them by feeding them and looking after their bedding at the sanctuary. Okay. But certainly killing these animals in schools is a no-go, and it's totally irresponsible for sure.
Roy Galley, who's the Vice Chairman of the IFA Pigs Committee, is on the line. Roy, would you agree, is this totally irresponsible, or is this a good educational practice?
I would say that this is good educational practice. Like it or not, all of us do eat, and we have to eat. Everything we do eat, that it comes from an animal origin, unfortunately, has to go through a death process, be it a chicken wing, be it a sausage, be it a pork chop, or whatever. And part of the educational process that schools are entrusted to do to our offspring is to teach them about the realities of life, and part of that life is that we all eat.
Two little pigs in a kind of a petting zoo environment in the school, though, isn't really teaching about the realities of the meat industry, is it?
Harsh of the absolutely. It all starts with your own pets in your own house. It then moves on to animals that need to be cared for and nurtured in farms, and we have a job entrusted to us as farmers to feed a population of people. And that we do with the greatest of care and the greatest of looking after, because all animals are just like ourselves. They have a brain. They also have their feelings. And as a farmer, I feel that we do that with the utmost respect to the animals.
Would they not, though, get a better sense of the realities of it if you brought them to a pig farm and then an abattoir and just saw the animals being slaughtered wholesale?
Of course, they're going to get a much greater reality, but the fact that they can do it in their own school and have a hands-on experience with it is all part and parcel of looking after animals, that it's a day-to-day experience. It's a 365-day experience. It goes on all the time. You do need to nurture them, and that goes on all the time. So to whip into a farm for a couple of hours to have a look at a farm, what happens, or go to a slaughterhouse. Now, the death process, I think, is something that has to be done terribly sensitively, and it's an age-specific thing as well. I think, as you know, if it's done very young and very, how would I put it, in your face to start with, it can be traumatic, as happened to me when I was a very small child. So I think the actual process...
Yes, it is for the pig.
Which?
Not as traumatic as it is for the pig.
This was a sheep, actually, when I was a child, when we went to a slaughterhouse in Dublin and the poor sheep was killed in front of me, which was rather traumatic for me. So the actual killing process is something that has to be done carefully and sensitively, and certainly will be age-specific, if you like. But I think to avoid doing it and to think that all animals are going to be little cushy numbers that never go through this is something that is not education. Education is about teaching the kids the realities of life and how we all have to feed ourselves.
A very quick, and John, we're almost out of time, very final word to you. Education is about reality, even if you don't like that reality?
Precisely.
Briefly as well, Kieran, you know, these kids aren't getting the reality. They're getting a very staged clinical setup of those two little pigs without seeing the reality of thousands of pigs crammed into factory farms all across the UK, only for them to be brought up, you know, into the slaughterhouse for them to be killed. So what I would say to people is, and Irish schools this morning, is to keep this ridiculous idea out of Irish schools. And if they really want to show compassion to animals, bring animal rights campaigners in to show how these animals are killed, and more importantly, how we can respect all animals, not just the dogs and cats.
All right, John Carmody, founder of the Animal Rights Action Network. And before John, we heard from Roy Galley, who's the vice chairman of the IFA Pigs Committee. Interested to know your views on this? 53106 at a cost of 30 cents. Or you can tweet us at BreakfastNT. Back in a moment.